The news was published on Monday, September 30th, 2024. I am Tom. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has just dropped a bombshell in the world of AI regulation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. He signed two major bills aimed at protecting kids from AI-generated sexual images. Now you might be thinking, Tom, why is this such a big deal? Well, buckle up, because I'm about to break it down for you. Picture this. You're scrolling through your social media feed, and suddenly you come across an image that looks suspiciously like your neighbor's kid in a compromising situation. Your gut tells you it's not real, but it looks so darn convincing. That's the scary reality we're facing with AI-generated imagery. These new laws are like a digital fortress, shielding our kids from the dark underbelly of AI technology. Before these laws, prosecutors were basically fighting with one hand tied behind their back. They couldn't go after creeps who had AI-generated child abuse images unless they could prove real kids were involved. It was like trying to catch a greased pig at a county fair, frustrating and nearly impossible. But now? The gloves are off, folks. These new laws make it crystal clear that AI-generated child porn is illegal. Full stop. It doesn't matter if it's a real kid or a digital creation. If it looks like child abuse, it's going to be treated like child abuse. Now let's zoom out for a second and look at the bigger picture. California isn't just dipping its toes in the AI regulation pool, it's doing a full cannonball. They've also passed some seriously tough laws on election deepfakes and revenge porn. It's like they're building a whole arsenal to fight against the misuse of AI. And let me tell you, it's about time someone took the bull by the horns. You know, this whole situation with California cracking down on AI-generated deepfakes reminds me of the early 2000s when states started getting serious about online predators in chat rooms. Man, those were the Wild West days of the internet, weren't they? I remember when chat rooms were all the rage, and everyone thought they were so cool. But then we started hearing these horror stories about kids getting lured by creeps online. It was like opening Pandora's box. We had this amazing new technology, but we didn't realize the dangers lurking in the shadows. States had to scramble to update their laws because, let's face it, the old ones just weren't cutting it anymore. It's crazy to think about how quickly things changed. One minute, we're all excited about being able to chat with people from around the world, and the next, we're realizing we need to protect our kids from digital predators. It was a wake-up call for sure. I remember when they started implementing those to-catch-a-predator type stings. It was like watching a real-life crime drama unfold, but with real consequences for these creeps. And you know what? It worked. We adapted, we learned, and we made the internet a safer place for kids. It wasn't perfect, but it was a start. Fast forward to today, and we're facing a similar challenge with AI. It's like history repeating itself, but with a high-tech twist. We've got this incredible technology that can do amazing things, but it's also being used to create fake, harmful content. And just like back then, we're having to play catch-up with our laws. Speaking of playing catch-up, this whole AI deepfake situation is giving me serious deja vu of the revenge porn crisis a few years back. Remember when that first hit the headlines? It was like a tidal wave of horror stories about people's private images being shared without their consent. And at first, the law was totally unprepared to deal with it. I mean, think about it. We had laws against things like theft and invasion of privacy, but nothing that specifically addressed this new digital nightmare. People's lives were being ruined, and the legal system was scrambling to catch up. It was a perfect storm of technology outpacing our ability to protect ourselves. But here's the thing, we did catch up. States started passing laws specifically targeting revenge porn. It was a slow process, sure, but it happened. And now, most states have some form of protection against non-consensual sharing of intimate images. It's not perfect, but it's a huge step forward from where we were. And now, here we are again with AI-generated deepfakes. It's like revenge porn on steroids. Not only can someone share real images without consent, but now they can create fake ones that look incredibly real. It's mind-boggling when you think about it. But just like with revenge porn, we're seeing lawmakers step up to the plate. Looking ahead, I think we're going to see a domino effect across the country. California's taking the lead on this AI deepfake issue, and other states are bound to follow suit. It's like when one kid at school gets a cool new gadget. Suddenly everyone wants one. But in this case, it's laws protecting kids from AI-generated abuse images. We're talking about a potential nationwide movement here, folks. It's not just going to be a copy-paste job, though. Each state might put their own spin on it, tailoring the laws to fit their specific needs and concerns. Some might focus more on penalties for creators, others on support for victims. But the core idea, shielding miners from this high-tech form of exploitation, that's going to be the common thread. And let's not forget, this isn't happening in a vacuum. The tech world's going to be watching this unfold like hawks. They might start scrambling to get ahead of the curve, implementing their own safeguards before they're forced to by law. It's like when your parents tell you to clean your room. Sometimes it's better to do it before they have to ask, right? We could see AI companies beefing up their ethical guidelines, maybe even bringing in child protection experts to consult. They might start building in more robust content filters, or developing better ways to verify the age and consent of people in images. It's going to be a balancing act, though. They'll want to show they're taking this seriously without stifling innovation or infringing on user privacy. Now here's where it gets really interesting. This whole situation could be the spark that ignites a much bigger fire, a national conversation about AI ethics and regulation. We're talking about potentially game-changing federal legislation here, folks. Instead of this patchwork of state laws, we might see a push for a unified approach across the country. Imagine a set of national standards for AI development and use, with specific protections baked in for miners. It could cover everything from deepfakes to data privacy to algorithmic bias. We're not just talking about playing defense against the bad stuff anymore. This could be about proactively shaping the future of AI in a way that protects the most vulnerable among us. Of course, getting that kind of sweeping legislation passed is going to be about as easy as herding cats. There'll be debates, compromises, probably some heated arguments on the Senate floor. But the momentum from these state-level actions could be the push needed to get something done at the federal level. And let's not kid ourselves. This isn't just a domestic issue. The internet doesn't stop at borders, and neither does AI. We might see international cooperation ramping up, with countries sharing best practices and maybe even working towards global standards. It's a big ask, sure, but when it comes to protecting kids, you'd be surprised how quickly nations can find common ground. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Tom.